Despite the ongoing conflict in the southern part of Somalia, including differences in Somalia's three zones, which include Somaliland, Puntland, and South Central Somalia, AIDS commissions representing the three areas came together for Africa's largest AIDS conference to showcase their achievements in fighting HIV/AIDS and to focus on continuing to work together on prevention techniques and reducing the stigma attached to the disease. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, provided technical and financial support to Somalia AIDS commissions for the conference. Salma Tahir is National Program Officer for IOM. She said for Somalia to be represented for the first time at such an event was an achievement within itself.
Despite the challenges that the Somalis have faced in the past 21 years since the collapse of the Siad Barre regime in 1991, and despite the fact that there are over 1 million IDPs in Somalia, HIV/AIDS research and programming has been ongoing in the country for over a decade. This includes awareness raising among the key and vulnerable populations that are notable at a higher risk of contracting HIV, as well as among the host communities.
Tahir pointed out that according to a recent WHO report on Somalia, the prevalence of HIV is about 0.9% for the entire country, and for South Central Somalia, an even lower rate of 0.6%.
In 2007, the HIV prevalence in Somaliland was at 1.3%. Specifically, the port city of Berbera in Somaliland recorded the highest prevalence of 2.7%. This higher prevalence in Somaliland is considered to be substantially caused by trade-driven mobility, interaction with neighboring countries which have a higher HIV prevalence.
6 years ago, a groundbreaking epidemiological study was conducted which identified priority populations where the HIV epidemic is concentrated. The data points to high-risk concentrations of the population, such as sex workers, truck drivers, and uniformed services.
The first ever HIV and syphilis biological behavioral survey was conducted in Hargeisa jointly by the AIDS Commission, IOM, and WHO in 2008, which showed a higher HIV prevalence of 5.3% among female sex workers in Hargeisa in Somaliland. A follow-up IDBS is undertaken to establish a trend in the HIV prevalence amongst this population.
Tahir said despite the challenges in creating awareness of HIV/AIDS in Somalia's communities, the government of Somalia, in cooperation with the international community, has made great strides in sensitizing people to reducing the stigma attached to the disease. Much of this has been done through the training of peer educators on HIV awareness, sexual and gender-based violence awareness, and conducting HIV sensitization workshops. Going forward, Tahir said more work needs to be done in gathering data, especially for central Somalia, where data gathering is difficult.
The reason for this is due to inaccessibility caused by security restrictions. However, through a joint effort of the same partners in of AIDS commissions, as well as the Joint United Nations Team on AIDS, which IOM is a member, we are in a phase of conducting groundbreaking research among high-risk groups in all three zones, particularly in the South Central Somalia, which will be the first research ever to be conducted in almost 30 years on HIV and AIDS.
The hope is that this research will contribute key data towards the development of the new HIV/AIDS National Framework for Somalia, which will focus on areas of high-risk populations that will include Somaliland, Puntland, and South Central Somalia. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.